I think that any, most people, I should say, not everybody, but most people that start to develop a project, you've got some big meal that you're going to prepare, or you're going to paint a wall, or you're going to fix something or build something around your home or whatever it is. You know, you build it and you've got your pride into it and you feel that you did a good job, and somebody comes along and says, man, that meal was fantastic, or you did a fantastic job of building that deck or whatever it is. Your pride goes up a little bit and everything is good inside. But if somebody was to come along and say, I think, you know, that was a really good meal, but you need a little bit more salt or something. You should have put some spinach in it or something like that. All of a sudden, there's that little knife kind of goes through you at that moment. Or that deck should have been maybe 2 feet shorter and it would have done this. And, well, what's wrong with the deck the way it is? You know, like, and there's this little bit of pain about the change, that somebody doesn't like what you've just created or done. And there's almost a resistance that starts to develop to this person that is giving you this negative about what you're doing. And when we look at the first reading that we have today, we've got Paul, for example. He's preaching, and everybody gets, well, at the first time that he's doing it, he's preaching in this one location. And what is he teaching them? He's teaching them change. He's teaching them something new to themselves, something that they themselves had not created. And now somebody, an outsider now, is interjecting their thoughts into their lifestyle. And what happens? A lot of them get upset about him, and they want to stone him to death. So what do? They escape and take off and get out of that district. But people were willing to kill him because he was actually trying to change what they were thinking. Now he goes to the next location, and he's there, and they're preaching, and they even heal a guy there. Now, this is exciting. You've healed this guy. You're teaching all this great stuff, and these guys are excited. It even says they're excited. And what do? They run out to the temple and drag in all their stuff that they have, and they're going to put his stuff with theirs. They're going to add his good talks and his miracle into their own religion instead of changing what they were doing. Immediately we see a resistance that they don't want to change to what he's talking about. They're going to add what he has to theirs. And there's this resistance again that shows up, that they do not want to change what they're doing. It bothers them to do it. They get upset to the point where they, in throughout the Bible, they even killed people over it. Now we look at Jesus, and we go way back to when it first started. Let's go even further back into the Old Testament, when God was trying to teach the Israelites things to change, and look at all the resistance that he had from them on a continuous basis. It was from the beginning to the end, there was this resistance to changing what they're already doing. People just do not like to take on something new. And as the Bible progresses and it comes into Jesus' time, again, we see this resistance. He's talking about the way the Bible should be interpreted, and he's even doing miracles. These are great miracles, except we can't change what we're doing. We got to somehow stop this. The miracle even becomes unimportant because of the fact that to believe in this miracle, I have to change what I'm doing. And there's this massive resistance again that starts to show up. And if we go through history, it shows that all the way along that there was always resistance to, for the most part, I'm saying, not everyone, but for the most part, there was resistance right from the word go right through, right up until the present day. And even today, when you do something that is one step out of line or one step that's slightly different, you try to introduce something new that you've maybe unraveled or whatever, there's resistance to it right away. And I couldn't help but thinking about that this morning when I started painting the hall. I've had at least 6 or 7 different color choices that people have offered me that I should have painted it. You know, okay, great. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You made a mess there. You did something wrong over there. This is the, I don't care. I can live through that. But it was interesting to see the development of how people were resisting against the change of even a color. And today, And I've seen it numerous, for a fact, I'm living proof of this, because I've told you as many times I'm a convert. I struggled with the new word, with the change that I had to go through, and I'm still going through it many years later. And it was difficult. I had to almost give up everything that I believed in and thought of to actually allow myself to do those changes. And it was not easy, and it wasn't fast. And today, if I came out and I said, oh, from now on, we're going to do this in the church, I'd be like Paul. I'd be stoned before I got out of the doors. We can't change what we're going to do. We can't do that. I don't like change. We're going to do it the way my mama taught me and how I do it. And we're very resistant towards getting change done. In myself, I still feel it today. I really do challenge myself with taste. I can eat a common food, for example, that I've had 100, maybe 1,000 times, I don't know, lots of times. I've had a certain food, and all of a sudden I'll have that same food at somebody else's place, and it has a slightly different taste to it. immediately that starts to generate it within me. I'm human. I can't stop it. I realize it's stupid. Does it taste good? Yeah. Well, then why compare it to something else? If it tastes good, it's good. Anyways, my point is this. Jesus says the advocate is coming, and he's going to be directing you on things that you need to do. Why, after 3 years, do we still need the advocate to come and retell them again what Jesus has already told them probably half a dozen times by that time? Because even the apostles were resisting the actual change within their hearts. That change that was permanent within them. And they even needed the advocate to come and carry them through and to keep on reminding them of what I've already said. He says it right there. I believe that we shouldn't necessarily be fighting change. What we should be doing is struggling to find out what it is we need to change. Because every one of us needs to. Christianity is not a destiny, it's a voyage. It's a trip. And we're going to be on this voyage and this trip for the rest of our lives. We should not stop progressing. But we should be searching for the next thing that we have to change within ourselves to make ourselves closer to what Jesus is. As soon as we think we've got it nailed down, we've already got a problem. I search myself every day to try to figure out what I need to do next. Some of those decisions and some of those thoughts do not settle easily with me. But it's something I have to work on. It's things that I have to do because I know that God wants me to make those changes. And most people out there do have to make those changes.
Let us now offer our prayers.